We live by the knowledge of who owns everything. Obedience becomes a pleasure and an honor because the principles are, if I do for the joy of obeying, my God, if I follow this principle, oh, I know that there'll be disruption, but I know that the answer, I know that what the principle promises, it will happen. It has to. Because your word is true. But when I do it with that attitude, with the right flavor, knowing that there will be disruption. My intention is going to bring disruption. My intention is going to bring haters. My intention is going to bring nasty people. My intention is going to bring people that disrupt it. And so you, when I laugh at it, oh, there you are. Okay, now go ahead and do your little job because I'm going to laugh through you and I'm going to go ahead and realize that on the other side of that is my answer. How I handle the disruption is the important part of my life. How I handle, how people, how I deal with, how I handle, how I, whatever you want to call it. Yes, the disruption is going to make all the difference in the world, whether how soon I get, how soon I reap the promises of what is happening. All of those promises, every promise in the word comes with a disruption. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. They didn't teach this in school. They didn't teach this in church. But God, when we truly, truly desire to live in your kingdom, you bring these things forth in the fullness of time because we're ready for it. And I thank you. Oh, I thank you. That's why you said, in everything give thanks. This is a disruption. We already know that immediately I've gotten this part of the kingdom. I've gotten this information. Immediately the adversary is going to come. Immediately there's going to do this. And he's going to use people that are close to me. He's going to use people that are there so that I can get my eyes off of myself. I ain't got time to look at that. Oh, this is just a disruption. And then I can hear clearly as, oh, okay, what do I do in this? What do I do in this? Okay, I love them. Oh, pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for those and love those and do this and do this and do this. You don't sit down meditating on it. My God. Okay, they said this about me. They said this about me. They treated me this way. They did this. Oh, okay, let me pray for them. Let me help them. Father, thank you. I bring that. You know their hurts. You know why they did this. Help them. Bless them. Bless those that despitefully use you. I bless them, Lord. I bless them so that you can move in their life. Thank you. I praise you for that. Yes. As we do this, as we do what it is, as we call those things, and then we're able to speak into those that are of the world. We're able to speak into governments. We're able to speak into situations. We're able to call and do what needs to be done to bring down the demonic kingdoms, to bring those things into place, to call forth, to speak to do this, to do the things that we're to do. And we're not passive in any of it. Oh, Father, I pray that the understanding, that the eyes of the understanding of the people are open so that you understand that we don't passively just pray and let somebody rape these little kids and let this happen and let the governments go to hell and be demonic and turned into a communism, or we don't stand by and see things happening passively and say that's none of my business. No. You brought us here and you allow us to right the wrongs with the right attitude. Because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not. And there are those that you decide that they must be wiped out because. God, help us to understand your word, to take the whole thing, to understand that the old covenant and the new covenant, that the covenant that we're talking about is the, instead to understand that it was the old, the first covenant, and then the second covenant, that this is a better covenant. Didn't say that the way that you did things, that all of these things were thrown away. But this is a better covenant. And then we need to look and find out, what was the covenant? What was the old covenant? Oh, my God. That the new covenant, that the better covenant is that it's in us. It's written in our hearts. And we do not have to do it by willpower. My God. With all of your getting and understanding, with all of your getting and understanding, and as we read the book of Romans, as we read, you said, I did not come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it. So now it's fulfilled and it's written in your hearts. It's written in your hearts. It's in you now. It's not written on tablets. It's not written on the Ten Commandments, on the Ten Tablets. It's in your heart. It's in your life. These are things you're not to steal. You're not to covet. You're not to mess around with your neighbor's husband or wife. You're not to dishonor parents. You are to honor them. You are to do these things. These are things that are in there. What in the Ten Commandments? What in that covenant? What in that does not make sense? But it's not written on tablets so that you have to do it that way. It's in your heart. This is a part of the kingdom. This is a part of your nature. Repent. Think the way I think, for the kingdom of heaven is in you. The kingdom of heaven is here. Don't think the way you used to think. Now think the way that the kingdom thinks. Repent. Which means change the way that you think. Change minds, change brains. On dos que la sequía carga cos el caco levante le quisca las carga carbongo lica tía. This is why you talk about the simplicity of the word of God, the simplicity of the good news.